In the name of Jesus. If God himself before me, I may a host defy. You just heard two texts in which men are being prepared for what lies ahead as chosen servants of God. Moses told Joshua in front of everyone, "Be strong and of good courage. For you shall go with the people into the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." That day, Joshua became a minister of grace as he led God's people to the land of promise. And he placed all of his trust in the Lord. And then he beheld God beautifully fulfilling one promise after another as he led God's people. If God himself before me, I may a host defy. And in our gospel reading, Jesus is preaching a sermon of courage and comfort to his disciples as he, the Lamb, is about to go uncomplaining forth. Disciples hear hard and puzzling words from their Lord. If they're to have great joy, they must first pass through great sorrow. They're struggling to make sense of yet another lesson in how things work in this strange kingdom of God. This sublime lesson is about a cross. It's about a highest glory in a cross. And it is about crosses. Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, and the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned to joy. Our Lord's sermon of comfort and courage is not only preached to his disciples, but to all who by grace call him Lord. Today it is preached to all who go out from this seminary to serve Christ in his beloved church. Why do we so need these words? Because Christ's servants are not free from sorrows and grief, trials, testing, anxieties, doubt, scorn, and increasingly persecution. In fact, this particular group will probably receive an extra measure of Satan's hounding, merciless hounding, all the days of their life. Why does God allow this to happen to the ones he loves, you ask? It is because of his love for you. It is to strip you of your independence and cause you to cling with all that you have to him alone. For when you're on your knees crying out, "Lord, have mercy," you are calling him Lord, and you are clinging to his cross, and you are totally dependent on him. This is the best place you could possibly be. Such testing that is happening to you as his child is totally in his control. You can trust that it is from his gracious and loving hand designed for you, because he knows you need it. and will benefit by it. This is how he forms you, builds you up, refines you, and shapes you into a theologian for service in his church. A theologian of the cross. It's as we sang earlier in Pastor Gerhardt's hymn, who clings with resolution to him whom Satan hates, must look for persecution. For him the burden waits of mockery, shame, losses, heaped on his blameless head. 1,000 plagues and crosses will be his daily bread. You are not, I repeat, not to design your own cross. Some go out and do this and then wear it as a badge of honor. That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works. God designs your tentatio. And it's specifically for you, not by you. And when it's according to God's plan for you, then it works for your good, and it is a blessed road. Let's apply that to those celebrating here today. You've received a very fine education here. And you will leave with highly respected degrees. But in our Lord's school, you are not done. You can be sure he will continue to shape you as theologians in his school of Anfechtung, Tentatio, testing. And while in this next phase of your learning, don't be surprised if and when you hear the world laughing at you and your hardships and your God. Some may even call you foolish. Yes, this too is hard to bear. But part of the comfort in our Lord's sermon to his disciples is learning that the world's joy is the most fleeting type. But when our sorrow is turned to joy, and it will be, that will be the true and lasting joy that cannot stop rejoicing in a risen Christ and all that he has won for us. The days ahead for the disciples would not be easy, so our Lord comforts them next with a parable. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. A woman in childbirth realizes how little control she has over what is happening to her. In her pain and total helplessness, she's forced to leave all in God's hands. She can do nothing else. She thinks only of the time when she'll be free from pain. And when that time finally comes, her weeping is soon turned to pure joy at the new life she holds in her arms. He's trying to tell the disciples that their sorrow will not last. He wants them to wait patiently, quietly, trustingly, and just let God do his work. He will accomplish everything. And then all weeping will be turned to highest rejoicing. Like Joshua, ministers of God's grace are to place all their trust in their Lord and believe his promise that it is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Now, after Gerhardt had us sing that 1,000 plagues and crosses would be our daily bread, he then says this, "I am not afraid. I leave my cares to whom my vows were paid. Though life from me be taken and everything I own, I trust in you unshaken and cleave to you alone." Dear graduates, you have all that you need to go out from this place because you have his promise that he goes before you, that he is with you in all the beautiful ways that you have learned at this seminary. He will not forsake you because he loves you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.